This is the PropTech VC Podcast. We give you unique insights into how innovative technologies are disrupting real estate. We interview top entrepreneurs, investors, and knowledgeable experts to share the inside scoop in this fast-moving industry. It's hosted by leading PropTech VC, Zane Jaffer. Let's dive into today's content.
What's your thoughts on this fact? I mean, I'm here in San Francisco right now, and it's quiet. I have so many friends that are leaving this city, going to other places. And part of this is spurred by an affordability crisis. Part of this is spurred by the work from home movement, with tech companies like Twitter now saying permanently you can work from home. Are we going to see price declines in hotspots like tech cities like SF and maybe even places like New York and London and Austin? I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
I definitely think there's something to it. And, you know, I've read a lot. I've been seeing that a lot, basically migration of the population, especially kind of, you know, the younger generations out of these hot cities and into maybe secondary markets, as they were up until then, even more to the suburban areas, just away from city centers. Because I think, you know, kind of historically in the last few years, especially in, you know, if you're any kind of career oriented in finance or tech, it was very profitable for you or very good to move into a city center, New York, San Francisco, you know, other places. And I do think that it makes sense that the landscape has shifted dramatically because of COVID specifically. And we will see at least some population leaving these areas, maybe moving into secondary markets. You know, companies maybe even moving headquarters. There's a lot of, I've seen talk about even San Francisco companies moving to places like Texas and Atlanta. And obviously that will have...
Tesla just announced too that they're moving across to Texas. So
yeah.
That's a place where there's a lot of outflow for sure from SF to places like that.
Yeah, it's a lot of Californians in general are leaving to other places. I would imagine it's probably happening with New York and the East Coast populous centers as well. So that will definitely have an impact on prices, on rents, you know, less demand, kind of the most basic, you know, driver of prices is the demand is going to go down. And you will see, you know, declines in those markets. And kind of back to your earlier comment about, you know, investing now versus later. I'm always a, you know, to clarify that, I think investing, you know, when you have capital as opposed to waiting is usually, you know, in your best interest. But I do agree with you that investing in San Francisco may not be the same as investing in Kansas City. It is very important to understand your local market or the market that you're investing, as well as the asset class. So, you know, just because I think it's a good time to invest doesn't mean it's a good time to invest in absolutely every market. It's very important, you know, and for somebody like me, me and my wife, we own rentals across four states. So we've, you know, stopped buying in California a long time ago because I just think the market here is overpriced. And it just does not have the fundamentals that we were looking for. So it's important to understand your asset class, your market, and if that aligns with specifically what your goals are for buying real estate. But I do think at any given time you will find a market across the United States that will fit your goals. And now with kind of globalization and tools like DealCheck making it easier and more accessible to invest out of state where you don't necessarily live, it's kind of no excuse not to do that.